Higher she climbed, desperation bleeding over into her movements. When she'd gained enough height to not be easily seen from ground level, she stretched over the limb and flattened her lithe body as much as possible. Even as she swallowed against the involuntary chirps of fear, she felt the change radiating over her body. Pain, welcome pain, locked into her bones, seized her muscles, and shot like fire through her limbs. She clung to the branch, desperate not to plummet to the ground. Paws became human fingers. The spotted fur rippled away and was replaced by pale, naked skin. The soft tuft of hair at her nape became long strands of honey-gold hair. For the first time in months, she was human again. She closed her eyes and wrapped her arms around the rugged tree branch. Time was something she didn't have, but she needed the rejuvenation her human form would bring, if only for a few minutes. The cheetah was spent. Perhaps she slept. She had no clear idea of how much time passed, but she was alerted by a rustling in the distance. Voices. Familiar voices. They were coming for her. Fear swelled in her throat, blocking out her breath. Panic raced in her veins and prickled like razors over her skin. They wouldn't take her prisoner this time. They would kill her. Pulling every thread of strength within her, she concentrated on becoming the cheetah. She would run once more. Her human side cried out in protest, but she gave free rein to the beast, allowed it control, as her body conformed to the parameters set by her mind. She blinked to adjust to the difference in visual acuity. The landscape sharpened, and she focused on the most expedient route away from danger. Slowly, she inched further out onto the branch, her intention to leap to the neighboring tree. She slid on her stomach, her claws gripping the wood as she prepared to spring. A light sound riled her instincts, and she shot forward. Pain seared through her hip, and she was left gripping the air. Seconds later, she hit the ground with a resounding thump.
Fuck, she jumped the string. I didn't get a good shot.
The voice was too close. Agony racked her body. She lifted her head and glanced down to her body to see an arrow protruding from her haunch. She panted heavily, trying to squeeze oxygen back into the lungs that had been severely jarred by her fall. If she hadn't jumped, the arrow would have sliced through her heart and lungs. She'd be lying on the ground, bleeding out. She struggled to right herself, to heave her aching body from the hard terrain. Then she looked up to see the hunter standing just 30 yards away, notching another arrow. Terror lent her adrenaline, and she rocketed away, the hunter's curses ringing in her ears. Duncan Kennedy hoisted his rifle over his shoulder, then shifted his backpack into place. He stepped away from his truck and surveyed the wooded area he was about to venture into. With a shake of his head, he tucked his chin down, buttoned his jacket, then headed out. He felt ridiculous, but his job as sheriff was to check out sources of possible threat, and he'd received 3 reports from locals of strange, wild animals roaming the area outside his small Colorado town. The first he'd ignored, because old man Hildebrandt had been known to spin a yarn or two, but then Silas Maynard had reported seeing an animal he swore looked just like a tiger. A day later, Mrs. Humphreys had called to tell him she'd seen an honest-to-goodness lion, not a mountain lion, and then she'd heard shots. Hunting season didn't start for several more weeks, but Duncan knew that didn't hinder overzealous hunters. He'd get out, do a little tracking, look around and hopefully quiet any fears of strange beasties running around the mountains. He walked a straight line behind Mrs. Humphrey's house, his gaze darting along the ground for any fresh sign. He wondered if the shots had been people merely target practicing, and if the animals were just mountain lions, or even large bobcats. Not that he really thought he'd find the answers, but he would do his job and reassure the people of his town. Even with their quirks, he wouldn't want to